It's Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour continues on here. Colin Russo here at Charlotte, North Carolina for ACC Media Day. Joined now by the head coach of the Florida State Seminoles, year seven, Coach Mike Norvell with us now. Coach, how you doing today? What's going on?
One day closer to getting it kicked off here in fall camp. Definitely excited and just looking forward to the season.
Coach, number of years at the ACC Media Day for you, promoting the Florida State Seminoles, the players. Each year has got a different vibe. What are you trying to promote, right? The year after you missed a college football playoff, that's a big theme with the team, returning after that. Year after year, what's the theme of this year's team that you've been sort of dialing in on throughout the day today?
Yeah, just for us, we're excited for the opportunity. And I'm really, really looking forward to this team that we've been able to put together, the way they've worked through the offseason, summer program, obviously everything that's in front of us. We understand the expectation that we have for ourselves. We understand the expectation that's within the program, and now it's time to, not necessarily talk about it, but just go put it on display and, tell our story.
And, Coach, you got the players that are here with you today, Deuce Robinson and, Jabril Rawls, guys who have been within the program, coming back for another year, getting Deuce to come back for another year of Florida State football. Getting these guys to return, having these conversations, it's almost a re-recruiting year after year. What are you telling them in terms of, here's what I want you to accomplish? Is it about getting them back into the team, into the flow? Is it about getting them to the next level? What are those conversations like?
It's to go be the best they can be. And, they made the choice to be here. They made the choice to return. And, they understand, what we have around them, as well as, the impact that they can make within the locker room and obviously out there on the field. But those are two, great examples, as well as, many guys that are within our football team that, have chosen to be a part and are looking forward to be the difference makers, getting Florida State back to where we want it to be.
And Coach Norvell, last year, of course, didn't necessarily go according to plan, neither did the year before. Year after year, things changed. Last 3 years, we could say, have been tumultuous. How have you adjusted to dealing with noise and dealing with media, fans, whatever it might be? How have you adjusted to that last couple of years?
Well, our driving force is not the outside. It's the driving forces within the inside. And, for what we want it to be, for our expectation and, the work that has to go into that. And if we allow all of our, focus to be on noise, to be on the outside perspectives, you're going to miss out on the work that's required on the inside. And, that's been everything that I've been focused on, is these players, this coaching staff, continuing to grow to make sure that when you look back and you see a season, a year ago that had 5 one-score losses, what are we doing to get that corrected? What are we doing that so that in that moment that we are coming out on the right end? Because, as you win, years ago, we won 19 straight games, and there was a lot of one-score opportunities that showed up in that stretch, and making sure that we're doing the things that are required, and really excited about how our team has responded to that, but also the way that they're working together to go be all that we can.
Dan Campbell has said that the old NFL tale, the difference between a playoff team and a team that is looking for a new coach or picking in the top 10 in the NFL draft, is one-score games and how you're able to perform there. I want to talk about that really quick. You guys had 3-0 coming into the year. The Alabama win, of course, flying high. 3 very tight losses. I believe it was the Louisville game on that Friday night. It was the Miami game back after that. And I think it was the Pitt game after that. But point is, that's sort of where, it's a slippery slope when you're losing these games, and it's just sort of getting these guys getting up after taking a shot like that, like especially the Louisville game.
No, it was Virginia.
That's the one.
Double overtime.
Excuse me. Virginia, and that's with the Field Storm game. That's right. And so you lose the Virginia game, then all of a sudden you got Miami the following week. The slippery slope can be real. What have you noticed about getting guys to not only keep them off that slope to begin with, but also to try to get them back refocused after a tough one-score loss?
Yeah, and it's the slope of the slope up and the slope down. There, it's all such a fine line, and for us, it's about putting the guys in those competitive situations throughout the year and making sure that as many opportunities that you can grow in confidence of how to respond and the things that you can control, and the things that you can control, and also understanding the importance of every play of each situation. The preparation that and the sacrifice sacrifices that are required. And, you know, that's what I've seen from this team. And they are embracing opportunity, but also, you know, they know what it takes and, you know, the things that we have to do to be able to stand on that field confident in that moment.
Coach Norvell, I'm fascinated with the relationship between fans and the team and also with the team with the fans. Obviously, the goal of the Seminoles is to serve the fans, make sure you guys put on the best show, win the most amount of games for the fans. But the relationship with fans and the team changes year by year. I don't think I need to explain to you, like, year by year, if all of a sudden you're a hero and then all of a sudden you're the villain. And I wanted to get your perspective on that and what that has taught you about not only keeping things inclusive to you and the team, but also keeping the relationship with the fans, even though the fans' relationship with you might change.
Yeah, I mean, it's understanding who we represent. And it, I think there's a great responsibility that comes with it. And, you know, and I cherish the responsibility. And I know that, you know, the results of the last couple of years have not been what anybody wanted. And that's where, you know, for the coaches, the players, you know, everybody around the program is making sure that the work that we're putting in, you know, the sacrifices that we're making, the things that we're willing to do is going to put us in a position to give everybody what we want. And that's for Florida State to be back among the elite of college football. And, you know, that is our sole, you know, focus is in everything that we're doing, making sure that we're respecting this program and all those that follow and support it.
How do you react when you see the negative reaction that can happen from fans around?
Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, any reaction that somebody on the outside has, you know, whether it's negative, you know, whether it's positive, it's not more than what we're feeling, you know, living it. And, you know, we want everything for this program. And, you know, when you have disappointing results, I mean, there's going to be, you know, negative responses. And
that's college sports.
That's all sports. I don't care where you are. You know, I played, you know, whether you're playing high school football, I don't, in front of limited crowds. I mean, I played in a small college atmosphere. There weren't a whole lot of people in the stands, but that didn't change how much it mattered to me. And that's where, you know, for these guys, for this team, I mean, it's about being the best that we can be. And I've been fortunate to see that succeed at an elite level. And, you know, I know what it takes, and I know and believe in where this team can go, and, you know, looking forward to the journey.
Coach, last thing here. I appreciate the time. One thing that was interesting that sort of came out of nowhere from my perspective, Gus Malzahn goes and retires. Of course, somebody who you had a relationship with and somebody who had, you know, head coaching, top-of-the-line experience. Then all of a sudden, Tom Herman comes in. That was announced a couple days ago. You announced that he's going to be a special assistant to you. You're going to be taking over the play-calling duties. The difference in the coaching staff this year versus last year with Tom Herman inputted is going to look like what?
Yeah, you know, we're excited about Tom joining the program. Obviously, that's something that, had some early conversations back in the spring. He came for a few days.
That was early conversations.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, ultimately, I mean, there's going to be a specific role, and, you know, glad for you his perspective that he can bring. But, you know, I really like the guys that we've been able to have, you know, a part of this staff, and, you know, the continuity of guys like Tony White coming to a second year, you know, as our defensive coordinator, Tim Harris second year, but, you know, taking over the role of offensive coordinator, and obviously all the great coaches, the passion, energy that they bring, you know, elevating, you know, our student athletes. And so, you know, Tom is a wonderful addition, and, you know, looking forward to it, you know, all being, you know, put into play.
Was that somebody you had in mind when Gus Malzahn announced his retirement in February? Were those the conversations that were had thinking that
I
should pick up the
No, I mean, you know, Tom, he came and watched spring practice. You know, Tom and I have a relationship. You know, I coached against him when he was at Houston. And I was at Memphis. You know, Herb, you know, coached for him. You know, there at Texas. But ultimately, I mean, this is a great opportunity for Florida State to get better. A great opportunity, I think, for Tom to get and be able to come and provide a unique perspective, a part of this team, and one that I do believe is going to help everybody, you know, go get better throughout the year ahead.
And Coach, last thing here: the message to the fans coming into the year. I know there's a lot of uncertainty. I know there's a lot of question marks, and I know there's a lot of, you know, fans, like you said, in sports, fans get, you know, they lack patience in a lot of ways. What's your message to the fan base of Florida State football coming into next year?
Well, I'm extremely excited for this year ahead, and we have a team that is, you've done a great job in their preparation. We've got a very talented team, one that is going to, you know, be what, you know, this fan base desires. And, you know, I've got a lot of confidence in what's going to show up there out on the field.
Coach, I'm looking forward to seeing it. I appreciate the time, as always. I know the ACC Media Day gets tiresome after, you know, the 1,100th straight interview and the 1,100th straight question about Florida State coming off all the questions about, you know, job security and everything like that. I appreciate the time, and I'm looking forward to following you all throughout the year.
Well, thanks so much, and go Noles.
You got it. That's Coach Mike Norvell of Florida State Football, presented by Duffy Sports Grill. It's ESPN 106.3.